No, I think the Barcelona flag brings up an interesting point, though, because now you've seen both stadiums, Barcelona and Real Madrid. Do you have a preference? Are there stronger spirits at one than the other one? Is one a better seating experience?
Just stadium-wise?
Yeah, just stadium-wise. I'm curious the differences.
So the Real Madrid, the Bernabeu, I think is more impressive just because it's like so, it's literally just like straight up. And it's just the atmosphere is, if you kind of feel it, like when you're talking about you went to Old Trafford, like you kind of felt it. That's how I felt that more than in Barcelona.
Right.
At Barcelona, there was more of a, you felt less of like, it felt like it was more of a city thing than in Madrid. Because I think, like me, I think there were a lot of people not from Madrid probably at that game.
Right.
At the Barcelona game, there was a lot of Barcelona people. And like the whole city felt like San Francisco during like a big Giants game. Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Friday, May 10th. Was going to record yesterday, but I had a meeting run late at work. One of my pet peeves, I'm a big believer in respecting the calendar. But here we are. We got some Champions League to soccer to talk about, some NBA playoffs, a couple other small things. No major events other than the Champions League. But we'll see what happens. As always, though, Matt, we got to start with the ick of the week. And this is an interesting one.
Excited as always.
So, fellas, this week's ick, thing you got to avoid, having a sister. Can't do it.
So we're out.
Yeah, me and you're done for. We're out, shoot. Which explains a lot, actually.
That stinks. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for next week. So, fellas, if you want to keep your girl, you can't have a sister. You got to get rid of her somehow.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, is Florida far enough, do you think? Or
she does live two time zones away. Wasn't a stipulation about like time zone distance.
Yeah, the idea was just don't have one at all. That was the ideal.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
It's a great time of year. We're watching college baseball right now. Major League Baseball is going on. The Giants are terrible. But I think we got to start with Champions League. And the top five will be Champions League related. I'll just give you a heads up
on that. Oh, good. That'll be fun.
So first let's start. Paris Saint-Germain lost to Dortmund. So Dortmund's going to the Champions League final, which we'll talk about in a second. But today, Mbappe officially announced, and I thought this was official about 4 years ago, that he's leaving PSG.
Go to Real Madrid. Did he say Real Madrid?
He didn't say it yet, probably because they're still playing. I don't – yeah, he's going to Real Madrid, though.
Yeah.
I feel like we knew he was going to Real Madrid before he went to PSG.
Right, exactly. It's just like, how quickly can he get out of the contract?
Yeah.
Sort of a thing.
The only other club I've heard him talk about was AC Milan, but it's going to be Real Madrid. So
yeah. I don't know. Like, if he's on Real Madrid, then I just don't know how anybody beats them.
So, yeah, because they're going to have him, Bellingham, Vinny, and then Cruz might stay. I hope he stays. Modric is going to be leaving. Valverde's contract is up, but I think he'll stay. Just like an unbelievable team.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, yeah, I mean, they're the finals of the Champions League.
They could get, they're rumored to get Alphonso Davies as well from Bayern Munich.
Really?
Yeah.
So he'd be leaving Bayern Munich. Yeah. Well, that's good for them because they'd have him, but then also Bayern Munich would not.
Yeah, Munich would not. Yeah. So that is crazy. It's not good for them to get something going their way finally.
Yeah.
You know? And Dortmund, so I didn't know this, but their coach was like a fan. Like, I know, like, of Dortmund. He was like in the fans when they won like their last league title, whenever. So, or maybe not the last, but like when Klopp was the manager.
That's awesome.
And now he's coaching in Champions League final.
Yeah. What a crazy story. Yeah. No, I heard, I believe it was Matt Hummels. It may have been another player, but he said, there were so many teams that wanted to play us, and I just think it was good of us to get to the final so that as many of those teams got to play us as possible.
Yeah.
which is pretty great.
It was Matt Hummels, and it was funny, super funny.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, great story with our coach, Matt Hummels and Marco Royce being there for as long as they have. And it really, like, and we've talked about it on the podcast, how they're just kind of sort of seen as a developmental team. It's like they get these young players, develop them into really, really great players. You know, Haaland, Pulisic, Gio Reyna, probably not on the level of those other two, and obviously Haaland's way higher than Pulisic.
Yeah, but Gundogan, Bellingham was there.
Yeah, Bellingham.
Lewandowski went there before he went to Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
Dembele, I always say his name wrong. He was at Dortmund before he went to Barcelona.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, just to see them figure it out, you know, get a team that's lasted this long into the final. I know you were just at a Real Madrid game, but I'm really pulling for Dortmund here.
I think everybody is that's not a Real Madrid fan.
Yeah.
Understandably,
I mean,
so.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because Real Madrid, they've just won the Champions League so much. And, I mean, that's really, like, I think before Messi won the World Cup, I think the big, like, the thing was Ronaldo's had a better career than Messi. I don't really think that's true now because of that World Cup and also because of the Copa America. But Ronaldo still got those Champions Leagues, and I think that really, really matters.
How many did he? Because he won one at United, but he won, like, four or five with Real Madrid, didn't
he? He may have gotten five with Madrid.
Didn't they win, like, at least three in a row?
Yeah.
They won two with the same starting lineup.
Right.
Which is insane.
Yeah. No, just... Yeah, so that was the thing. Yeah, Messi, Barcelona won the league more often than Real Madrid did. And then Real Madrid won the Champions League more than Barcelona did, although they would obviously, you know, switch every so often.
Yeah. Yeah, because Barcelona, like, was it 09 and 11 when they beat United in both finals? I think.
I don't remember.
Exactly. I think it was 11, but yeah, like, those teams, yeah, that was, like, a crazy run. But, like, Real Madrid, like, I think it was 17, 18, and 19, or, like, 16, 17, 18, or something like that.
Yeah.
Really just that whole kind of seven-year stretch. They were just so dominant, and they're back.
Yeah.
Again. Did Chelsea win in 2 years ago, 22? Or 21?
It feels like 100 years.
Because Real Madrid, because I kind of, so City won, Manchester City won last year, unfortunately. Like, I'm kind of thinking Real Madrid won 2 years ago. Let me just check, pull it up real quick.
I kind of think that Chelsea was 21 because Pulisic was still on the team and, like, playing on the team.
Unfortunately.
You know, because... Yeah, and so I just think, like, he had, and that was, like, it was before the whole Tommy Tuchel tenure, which is why I want to say 21.
Yeah, Real Madrid beat Liverpool 2 years ago, 22. So 3 years ago, Chelsea beat Manchester City.
What a great team to beat.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy until last year when City finally won. Like, Man City's won, I think, five out of six leagues, or, like, they're going to win five out of six Premier Leagues. But, like, they wanted to win the Champions League so bad and just couldn't until last year. And Liverpool has won, and in England, the most Champions League titles.
Right.
But they just couldn't win the Premier League.
Yeah.
But they want, yeah, it was just funny seeing, like, they each wanted the other trophy so bad and they couldn't do it.
Couldn't get it, yeah.
So I'm bummed that Liverpool won the league and City won the Champions League. It bums me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I was kind of, you know, if Chelsea's not going to win it, then I thought it was, you know, good for Liverpool. But I guess if you're a Man U fan, then.
Yeah, I want them to lose every game.
Yeah. That's fair.
Them, yeah. Because my, so our friends came over last night, the ones who I went to the Real Madrid game with, and they saw my Barcelona flag in the room, which I got at the Barcelona game in 2017 when it went. And that was when, like, Messi and Neymar and Suarez were all on the team, plus obviously some other guys. And they were getting mad at me. And I was like, one of them, I was like, first of all, you didn't even care till, like, 3 weeks ago. So pipe down.
Yeah.
To you. And second, it's like, if it's not like I have Liverpool stuff up, like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, the Spanish league is not really where our interests.
Yeah. And I'm going to hang Real Madrid stuff up. Like, I have Italian stuff. I have Chilean stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's other countries, but, like, it's just kind of memorabilia more than anything else. Unless it, like, but Premier League stuff, I'm not going to hang. Never. Like, Manchester City or Chelsea or, you know, or, Liverpool.
Right. For sure.
Or really any team, but, you know, yeah, definitely not City or Liverpool.
Yeah. Now, I think the Barcelona flag brings up an interesting point, though, because now you've seen both stadiums, Barcelona and Real Madrid. Do you have a preference? Are there stronger spirits at one than the other one? Is one a better seating experience?
Just stadium-wise?
Yeah, just stadium-wise. I'm curious the differences.
So the Real Madrid, the Bernabeu, I think is more impressive just because it's like so – it's literally just like straight up. And it's just the atmosphere is – if you kind of feel it. Like when you're talking about you went to Old Trafford, like you kind of felt it. That's how I felt that more than in Barcelona.
Right.
At Barcelona, there was more of a – you felt less of like – it felt like it was more of a city thing than in Madrid. Because I think, like me, I think there were a lot of people not from Madrid probably at that game.
Right.
At the Barcelona game, it was a lot of Barcelona people. Yeah. And, like, the whole city felt like San Francisco during, like, a big Giants game or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I think the city vibes I would give to Barcelona, the stadium in and of itself I'd give to Real Madrid. Real Madrid was louder, especially when they announced Xavi and they were booing him. As a head coach.
Yeah. I can see that, yeah. Which part of it is stadium construction, which I never know how much to count stadium construction for. Like,
yeah.
Like, are we giving Seahawks a ton of credit for being the 12th man when they've, you know, just have a differently engineered stadium than everybody else?
Yeah.
Like, that's good, but, like, the fans didn't do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, it, like the flag I have in my room, they gave – so everyone had the same flag and were, like, waving the same flag, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Real Madrid does have that song, so, like, it was more of a chills vibe. And you do feel it's, like – they're not literally royalty, but, like, kind of like the Yankees, Manchester United. Like, you do feel that at Real Madrid.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd give the edge there, but I think Barcelona – is more of a, I don't want to say community because it's a massive, important city, but has more of that feel to it.
Yeah.
Would is what I would say.
That kind of makes sense. Yeah, I can kind of see that happening because Real Madrid is just, it's the white jerseys as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
Just very clean, don't change up very much. All the success they've had. So yeah, I would see them being the more kind of mystical team.
Yeah. And Barcelona, they lean into it because, like, the whole Catalan thing is, like, a province in Spain that, like, doesn't want to be part of Spain. So it's, like, a whole thing there. But, like, they really lean – like, their stadium is in Catalan. Like, yes. This stuff is not in Spanish.
Yeah.
So they really lean into that, whereas Real Madrid does go for that. So they both lean into those respective vibes very well, I think.
Yeah.
Which makes for a good rivalry.
Right. Well, yeah, no, that was well. Yeah, a couple of years ago, they were gonna like Catalan was gonna rebel, and so then Barcelona wouldn't be able to be in La Liga, so they were gonna try to go over to the Premier League. I remember.
Sports are so stupid.
Yeah. that would have been kind of fun though. You know, like I bet that would have become like a big travel thing, especially the first five years. Like. If you're a Liverpool fan, it's like, let's go see the game in Barcelona.
I like the idea of it, but it's just like the – like, I want to see Real Madrid play – or Barcelona play a Real Madrid, but, like, Valencia and, you know, Sevilla and stuff. I don't want to see him play Fulham, you know?
Barcelona, like,
they have nothing in common.
It's great. Yeah, Barcelona going over to Brighton.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see that. You know what's the worst part about that Super League thing? What was that, 3 years ago, maybe? A couple years ago?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 years ago.
It was like, we already, that's what Champions League is. Like, just be better and you'll just make the Champions League. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because the clubs, like Manchester United was one of the teams, and it was like, just play better and make the Champions League.
Yeah, I didn't really understand. Like, there were some teams I got, but it's like, why are we including Tottenham in this? Like, why are they invited to this party?
Yeah, I don't ever want to see any Tottenham game ever.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I thought that was so dumb. It's like the most American thing.
Right.
And I know you don't want this in America, but I think relegation and promotion, like the Open Cup, watching like Detroit beat Houston or like, so Seattle beat, I think it was Louisville on penalties, and the keeper like got all huffy and like in their faces, like, it's a USL team, like, pipe down, buddy. We went to penalties with them.
Yeah.
But I think it'd make it so interesting. I know it'd hurt Real Salt Lake probably.
Yeah, that's,
well, that,
that's what I'm scared of. That's what I'm scared of, is Real Madrid, Salt Lake going down.
But the overall league, I think, would be more interesting.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely a better system overall for the good of the sport.
I saw something really stupid because I saw, like, I think Griezmann was, like, rumored to come to MLS or something. Or, like, oh, he had posted a picture on Instagram that had, like, an MLS thing in it. But I think people were leaning into that.
Yeah.
But someone was like, he shouldn't go to Miami. He should go to New York or L.A. to spread the talent around. I was like, what are you talking about? New York or L.A.?
Yeah.
That's where everyone's going already.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, Miami has Messi and a bunch of 40-year-olds. Like, that's not spreading the talent around.
Right.
It was so dumb. Like, I'm either... Say you wanted to go to New York or L.A., or say you want to spread the talent around. But, like, spreading the talent around would be sending them, like, Cincinnati or Colorado or Austin or something like
that. Yes, yeah, no, Colorado could use some high-level talent. Yeah. It's not a goalkeeper.
But, like, LAFC, like, yeah, they need more stars. That's their – they already have Giroud coming this summer.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say, Giroud. I really like the Giroud signing.
For LAFC?
I think that he's the most underrated player in the world.
He's still so good.
He's so good, you know, won whatever Italy calls their championship, you know, score, like, is one of the leading, if not the leading goal scorer for France.
He's the first Chelsea player that I've, like, liked.
Yeah.
And before Pulisic, obviously.
Right, yeah. So, he just, yeah, I don't understand why people don't like him. Like, I know that, I'm sure he misses some plays, but I just think the results speak for themselves, and just the teams that he is on win. And so,
yeah,
which is the point of the sport. So.
I know people generally don't like French people or France as a country, but I love Giroud, and Griezmann was my favorite player. Uh-huh. Like, the French national team is sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Mbappe is so fun to watch.
Yeah. He's the best. I think he's, like, clearly the best player in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Giroud's still scoring goals right now. Him and Pulisic had a great goal over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's crazy fun. Pulisic is doing so well in Milan and couldn't get playing time at Chelsea. It's got to frustrate you quite a bit.
It's, yeah, it's crazy. I doesn't understand. Yeah, well, also, Giroud at Chelsea.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
They were together. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I think he's the most underrated player in the world. It's like, we can't get him on the field. And it's like, well, he scores when he does go on the field, so I don't understand what
he's
the problem is.
He's such a good goal scorer. Just like a pure goal scorer. He's so good at it.
Yeah. So...
He's like the opposite of Chris Wondolowski.
Now, I know that you're upset about that one goal, but that's like the opposite of his legacy.
But the one time where it mattered, he couldn't get it in.
It's true. But his thing is, I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to hang out in the goal box and poach goals.
But if that's your thing, then score.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares if you do it against Columbus?
Right.
Do it against the Netherlands.
That's not really what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like...
I know it's his reputation. I'm saying Giroud actually does it well.
But, I'm just saying it would be like if Barry Bonds struck out in the World Series and you're like, he's not a home run hitter.
No, if I said he's not a good home run hitter in the World Series, and if he hadn't hit home runs in the World Series,
yeah,
that'd be fair.
Yeah, but that's not what you said about,
I was saying, well, he doesn't do it well.
In big moments.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
But that's...
Well, sorry, I didn't
that's good
type
context.
Out my whole thought process for that.
Right. I'm just saying, you can't ignore his entire playing style because he made a mistake.
I can ignore his success.
Yeah.
Good job. You scored against Philadelphia. Great.
I'm just saying, that's not what you originally said.
The U.S. got sent home early because of you.
I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say. I think that I'm correct.
I feel like you want me to say something. So, like.
No, I just think we're done.
I don't. I'm clearly not over him missing that shot.
No. Yeah. That was a bummer. I mean, I still don't even think that's his fault. I think that was Klinsmann's fault for not having Beckerman in the game. He shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place.
Beckerman would have helped quite a bit. Yeah. I mean, really, Landon Donovan should have been in.
Instead of Wondolowski.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, Drew's coming. It's weird that they do these deals, like, while they're still playing. like when like Ronaldo left Manchester United, like everybody knew, everyone knows Mbappe's leaving forever. Everyone obviously knows Giroud's leaving. He already has the deal. Like, it's weird that like you can be, wouldn't that be weird in the locker rooms? Like, oh, I'm not gonna be here in 2 months.
It would be weird, yeah. I mean, the off season soccer is just so short that I guess it would be hard to do it all in the off season.
And it's crazy. It's literally like a month and a half, and then they make him go to the U.S. to play these games too. Yeah. Soccer's draining.
Yeah, no, that has got to be the big downside for these European players, is that their season ends, then they come over to L.A. and L.A. is just in the middle of their season.
Yeah.
So they end up having a season that's like 15 months long.
Yeah, because, well, even if you stay in Europe, so like the Champions League final is June 1st. So you play for Real Madrid, you June 1st, then like the next week, I think the Euros start or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then preseason, like after the Euros, you got to go play in Atlanta against whoever, you know what I mean? Like some random team.
Right.
And then the actual, like preseason starts like early August, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like there's not an off season.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think why you see so many injuries in soccer is just because they're just always going and going and going.
Did you hear Austin Rivers' comments that was like, he said NBA players could play football a lot easier than NFL players could play basketball?
I did hear that.
I feel like the clearest sports where like you, those athletes couldn't do another sport, but no one else could do their sport is soccer. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, as far as skill level or?
Yeah, just because like, I'm basing this purely off of like what I saw in Chile when people like soccer was their primary sport.
Yeah.
They were not coordinated at all. Like watching them play basketball was
just in general. Yeah. Yeah.
But play soccer, they're great. So I'm saying if you throw a soccer player, he's not going to hit a baseball or anything else.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
But no one else, everyone else would look like an idiot on a soccer pitch.
Yeah.
I guess maybe baseball is a similar thing just because it's such a unique skill as hitting a ball.
Yeah, well, soccer is like they never practice doing anything with their hands.
That's why.
So.
That's why I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I think football and basketball are probably the closest to each other.
Yeah.
I know they're not like similar, but.
Right. Now, do you have an opinion as far as whether it's easier for basketball players to play football or the other way around?
Well, I don't. The tough thing about football is the physicality.
Yeah.
So I think if basketball players can handle that. Like we, like Antonio Gates was a basketball player. Jimmy Graham was a basketball player.
Right.
I think less than 2% of them could play football because of physicality.
Yeah.
But I would say generally basketball is more skilled. It's like, because in football, it's like if throwing or catching are really the only like technical things. Uh-huh. Like, obviously, like, tackling and stuff, but really just getting the guy to the ground.
Yeah.
And, like, throwing, obviously kicking. So I guess I'd say basketball to football would be easier if you can handle the physicality, which most people can't.
Which is a big if, yeah. Because, like, that's where I am, is just, like, the skill for the NBA is so much more than football, especially because football, you're only playing one position. So, like, if you're Jimmy Graham, you can just go in the end zone and jump really high and go get the ball.
Yeah.
Right? That you can do. But, yeah, like Donovan Mitchell, I don't know if he lasts a month in the NFL.
No, because, like, the skill set, he can play receiver until he runs a slant route.
Yeah.
You know? And has a safety come down over the middle. So, I don't know. It's kind of a dumb thing just because, like, no, like, they're really hard to do.
Yeah. Well, like, I remember right after the Olympics in 2008, some reporter was like, "You're saying a lot of these NFL players are saying that you can't play in the NFL. What do you have to say about that?" And he was just like, "I don't care about the NFL. Like, what are you talking about? Why would I want to play in the NFL?" So, yeah, no, it is kind of a, yeah, pointless thing.
But just hypothetically, I think soccer and baseball are the two least transferable to other sports.
Yeah.
It's like the hitting. Like, football coaches, some of them actually love baseball players. But just, like, the hitting specifically is not transferable.
Although there is a lot of, you know, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, the big one. Russell Wilson did some stuff with the Rangers.
Bo Jackson is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Have you seen – he had a throw from left field to first base. Have you – I'll, like, pull it up
for
you.
Well, yeah, we'll have to look that up.
It's the most insane thing. I think Bo Jackson's the best athlete of all time.
Yeah, no – Yeah, I think there's a good argument for that if you're looking at athletes just kind of overall to who does the most things and does them really, really well.
Modern day, I would say either Cristiano or Christian McCaffrey. If we're looking from like a pure like testing perspective and like athleticism that way.
Mm, yeah.
But it's tough to pass on Bo Jackson, who can like literally all pro in two different sports.
Yeah. Well, I will say out of those three guys, Bo Jackson is the person I would want to fight the least.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, for sure. Who would you say is the best? Because, like, Usain Bolt's the fastest guy alive, but, like, he can't
turn.
Yeah.
For example. Yeah.
So, like, all around athleticism, I think Ronaldo and McCaffrey could do literally can do anything.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, Ronaldo would certainly be a better distance runner. I don't know how important that is.
I think Ronaldo could qualify for the track in the Olympics if he, like, trained for it.
Yeah, for, like, a 200 meters or something?
Probably a lot of things that he won't, yeah. You know. He's unbelievably
fast.
Yeah,
sign him up for decathlon.
He ran...
You have a hard time throwing, but...
Reportedly, when he was at United, he ran a 10-second 100-meter dash on grass with cleats. So I don't know if cleats make it faster or slower, but I think grass slows you down.
Yeah, grass definitely slows you down. I would love to see how they timed that, but... Yeah, no, I would believe that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, like, I do think, like, some of these basketball guys, like, I do think Donovan Mitchell would be, like, a really good Tyreek Hill sort of a player, you know? You know, he's not that fast, but I think he's just, like, so shifty. Like, I think he would do well in a lot of sports. I think he'd be fun. LeBron James, as far as, like, I think that... You know, he's not going to be as fast as anybody we would consider the best athlete in the world, but he's just so strong.
Yeah.
And then obviously the jumping. So LeBron, I think you'd have to put in that conversation.
Yeah. It's tougher to say with baseball, but I saw Bryce Harper one time doing squats on a medicine ball. Like,
yeah.
Is that no, medicine ball's a small. What's like the big like rubber one?
Like a yoga ball?
Yeah, like a yoga ball. He's literally standing on the yoga ball
and
doing squats.
Right.
So just for that, I'd put my vote with Bryce Harper for baseball. But it's a lot. I feel like it's tougher to see that on display.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's not. Well, certainly, I'm sure it helps him with his home run, with hitting and power, obviously, coming from the hips.
But it's tough, though. Like, Ronald Acuna's trainer was like, I don't need him to lift 400 pounds. I need him to put, like, an 8-ounce ball 400 feet or whatever, however heavy a baseball is, you know.
Right, yeah.
So it's such a specific, that's why it's like not as strange, it's like such a specific thing they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter how strong, quote, strong they are, you know.
Right. Now if we are talking squats, you know, what about looking at somebody like Taysom Hill?
Yeah, he's very strong.
Very strong. Very
fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's probably a better runner than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think, like, natural runner.
Yeah, he's not a better quarterback, but he's a better runner, I would say.
Yeah, like, well, especially if we're looking at, like, college Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
Yeah, and, Taysom Hill for sure.
Yeah, and he's, like, Jalen Hurts, like, could maybe run some routes at receiver, but, like, Taysom Hill is a solid tight end.
It's not really, because Jalen Hurts is also a power lifter. Like, that was his dad's background, his power lifter. So, like, in high school... Like, I would say those are probably the two strongest quarterbacks in the NFL, are Hurts and Taysom Hill.
Yeah, and it's probably not particularly close.
Yeah, because they're both, like, are... Like, Taysom Hill at BYU would lift with the defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Instead of the quarterbacks.
All right.
And Hurts was one of the strongest guys at Alabama, so... But, yeah, Hill's a more natural runner, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And has that instinct. Yeah. I mean, especially if he's playing Texas and Hill any day of the week.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So, yeah. So, Taysom Hill, Bryce Harper for baseball. Yeah, LeBron for basketball. It's crazy that Iguodala got finals MVP for holding LeBron to, like, 33-12-9 or whatever.
Yeah. You really do just have to give it to LeBron at that point.
That literally – that – I know we've said this before. That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I cannot imagine what Jordan was like or, like, LeBron – I think it was with the Heat when they beat Chicago, like the Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's the point of even showing up if you're the other team?
Yeah.
or was it game six against Boston where he had like 45?
Something, yeah, just absolutely crazy.
One thing I hate about baseball, we're watching a baseball game. Don't make the road jerseys great all the time. You know? Like those Virginia Tech jerseys they showed were so ugly.
Yeah. Like you can do a blue jersey.
San Diego's gray jerseys are terrible. Like do yellow or brown. If you're going to do the Friar thing, don't do gray with
brown. The gray and the brown does not work. Like, yeah, and especially, yeah, a brown jersey's great. I love a brown jersey.
Yeah. So that's my baseball complaint.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, but yeah, like Louisville's got these nice-looking red jerseys. Yeah. I think these are great.
So the second Champions League semifinal was Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. And we talked about this game already. So Real Madrid went up a goal, so Bayern Munich needs to score to tie, get it to extra time. In like the 92nd minute, something like that, like close to the game over, Bayern Munich played a ball ahead. They had scored. The ref blew his whistle to call offsides, though. Bayern Munich wasn't offsides, but because the ref had blown his whistle, they couldn't allow the goal or replay or anything. So Bayern Munich just got shafted out of that.
Right, yeah, because then the defender stopped playing.
And we talk about this in football all the time. Like, you gotta let the play out. Like, if there's a fumble or whatever, like, you got to play dead because the defense will score a touchdown. And they'd be like, oh, well, we blew the whistle, so let's give the offense the ball at the 40s. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Same thing. I've never seen it in soccer that profoundly, at least. But Bayern Munich got hosed.
Yeah, which is a real bummer because, yeah, a Dortmund-Bayern Munich final is a lot of fun.
Would have been a rematch of 20. It's, I mean, yeah, neither of them are the best team in Germany right now, but it would have been funny still.
Yeah, that would have been great. Those two in the final. Leverkusen. We talked about this later, but Leverkusen, you know, scoring a goal in the 97th minute to keep their Europa League hopes alive.
Bayern Leverkusen, it's kind of annoying because, like, I always said they're, like, my favorite German team just because Charles Arangui's a Chilean, played for them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that now.
I'm going to say it now. Yeah. I'm totally going to say it now.
I just feel like, I do like Xabi Alonso. I think he's one of my favorite players. I don't know about favorite, but I just really like watching him. Liked watching him play.
Yeah.
I think this is as good or better story than Leicester. Leverkusen's historically better than Leicester City is, but they're like 49 unbeaten.
Yeah, if they truly don't lose a game.
Like, because Arsenal, the Invincibles, that was just in the Premier League. If they don't lose a game ever in any competition and win the Europa League, the German, whatever their cup is, and champion and La Bundesliga, which they already won.
Yeah.
That'd be unbelievable. Like, literally cannot believe. It's like the craziest thing.
Yeah, there is a real argument that that's the best season of European history.
Yeah.
Like, even being the Europa League, like, I know that seems like you couldn't say it with Champions League, but just to actually not lose a game in any competition.
But that's still a massive deal. Like, yeah. West Ham, when they won it last year, was like huge.
Yeah, no, it is a huge deal. You're playing really, really good teams.
Yeah.
So
even though it's not Champions League, it's still like a massive deal to win that, to win the German Cup and the Bundesliga, which Bayern had won, what, like 11 years in a row or something like that?
Yeah, something
like 12 out of 14 or something. The one season Harry Kane goes there, they're not going to win anything.
Yeah. What what a turn of events.
I saw this debate earlier, and I was actually curious to get your thoughts on it. I guess we're just rambling today. So, Jamie Vardy won the Premier League, won the FA Cup, won the Supporters' Shield, technically won the championship, which I know isn't something, but still won that league.
Yeah.
Would you say he's had a better career than Harry Kane, who hasn't won anything? Harry Kane has more goals.
Yeah, I would need to see how many more goals. Because the thing is, like, Jamie Vardy is, like, it's kind of crazy that he's a professional football player at all. Because, like, before he was at Leicester, like, he wasn't an academy kid. He just, like, had a job, you know? So he's certainly a better story than Harry Kane. Like, it's just, you gotta think that, like, Harry Kane's had, like, 5 more years of professional football than Vardy is the only thing.
And won a lot less.
And won a lot less. So,
I don't necessarily know the answer, but objectively, you have to take the trophies. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. is my opinion. I just think it's so funny when Harry Kane and Tottenham lose. I don't have anything against him necessarily.
Right.
And he's a very good player.
Yeah. He really should have just wait one more season, get the Premier League scoring record, and then go to Bayern.
Newcastle a couple weeks ago posted a graphic. Callum Wilson scored, I think, 49 goals to move to like second all time for Newcastle. And then they showed Alan Shearer, and it was like 150 or something. It wasn't even close.
Right.
Like, but it was like, congrats on second place. It was like the funniest graphic.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, statistics graphics, I love when they're just like meaningless or like nonsensical like that.
I love when ESPN does ones like just seven different things combined. It's like, this is the first player with like 22 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. 90% free throw, like just like the most random, but it's just like obviously the more qualifiers you add, the less people are gonna do it.
Yes,
like,
yeah, definitely.
Speaking of basketball, did you see Caitlin Clark a road game in Dallas preseason game? Cheapest ticket was $108.
That's pretty great.
We talked about we're not sure it's gonna carry over the WNBA as far as like the fanfare. So far, it has.
Yeah.
Which is great for everybody, especially Caitlin.
Definitely. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, and I definitely hope that we're wrong. I think that it's just going to be like, you know, we got to get to, and I don't even think it's going to be the rookie season, right? I think it's going to be like year 2 and year 3 that I think the WNBA really has to market and push. I think that's going to be kind of the deal breaker.
You think they don't have to do as much this year because they just ride Caitlin's coattail, or what do you mean?
Well, yeah. I think people are just, you know, saw everything she did in college and are still going to be excited about it. But I think that really good college basketball players who we all knew their names have kind of, we don't pay as much attention to anymore that now they're in the WNBA.
It makes sense.
Like, it's just like that is what has happened in the past. And so it's on them to figure out how to not do that with Caitlin Clark.
Makes sense. Yeah, because Kelsey Plum, I would say my favorite player. Like, I heard about her at her wedding with Darren Waller.
Yes, which is, you know, and maybe you'll hear about the divorce soon.
The three on are they getting divorced?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
This, no.
Yeah, no, he.
This is your point, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he, yeah, he cheated on her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't get men. I know I'm a guy, but like, what? What are you?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Like, what are you gonna do better than Kelsey Plum? And like every aspect. Like, obviously she's super attractive, but like she's a professional basketball player. Like, there's just so many good. Like Tony Parker, I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe that was he didn't like living in New York while she was in Las Vegas or something, but.
So it's the Raiders' fault.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should blame
them. Mark Davis's fault.
Well, they announced their engagement before they were supposed to. The Raiders did.
Oh, really?
They posted it, and Darren Waller was like, what the heck, guys? We were going to wait a couple of days. And then they traded him literally like 2 days after he got mad at them for that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I love when social media people screw up.
Yeah.
Or do a really great job. It's either like when they do really good or just screw it up completely. Yeah. My favorite.
Yeah, no, I would love to know the background of like how the Raiders social media person even knew that if they were waiting to tell people, you know?
Yeah.
So like I understand if like, you know, the coach would figure out, but yeah, I don't know why the social media person knew.
You know who's good is the Chargers social media person. They always do a great job. Like next week's the schedule release, which I think is super annoying. Mm-hmm. But the Chargers do a super good job of it. And last year, the Titans did the best one. They went down to like Broadway or Nashville and showed people logos and they had them guess what the logo was.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
So,
yeah.
Like, I think like four of them were the Dallas Cowboys and it was like every team but the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to pull that video up.
And they just showed the wrong
one. So that's coming up next Wednesday, which I think it's dumb. The NFL is so dumb. I heard there's going to be two games on playoff games on Netflix.
On Netflix?
So you're going to need Netflix, Peacock, and Amazon Prime. And, you know, like, I have Sunday tickets so I can watch the Niners. So it's like five different things just to watch football.
Yeah.
And they're doing it every day. Like, they're doing it Christmas. They're doing it on a Friday in Brazil. I honestly think, maybe I'm wrong, I've said this with college football as well, but, like, people are going to stop paying to watch it every single day. Like, that's just...
Yeah, no, you can't pay to watch it every day.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, no, it's just, it's too many things.
It's too much, I yeah, think.
I agree. Now, do we want, if we're talking about contracts, it's seeming more and more likely every day that TNT is going to lose the NBA, and therefore, inside the NBA would probably go away?
I hate America so much.
No.
Yeah. It's like the best show. It's the best sports, like, pregame show.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, every... show in the NFL and, you know, MLS and the NBA is just trying to be inside the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, and they can't do it. So.
It's so.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, but they think it's looking like NBC is kind of, or they have the bid in place, but I think Adam Silver wants TNT to exceed the NBC bid because they're a cable company is, I think, what's happening.
Well, probably just even make more money if they exceed the bid.
Well, yeah, but like I think he's saying, like, if you just match it, we're gonna go with NBC. Is I think what it is.
Because NBC's like public or whatever, like you don't need cable for it.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Then NBC's gonna start putting stuff on Peacock.
Yeah.
Like they put every, it seems like, Manchester United game on Peacock, but like other games will be on like USA. It's like, I just want to watch this stuff that I pay a lot of money to watch. I shouldn't have to like sort through everything.
Yeah. No, they do need to make it like, well, especially now that like people aren't really watching cable and it's streaming. It shouldn't be as like, if you generally pay for the NBC, then you should just be able to look at it. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be like America Network or USA or Peacock or Universal Sports. It's just like, just show me the thing, right?
Yeah.
If I pay for ESPN, don't make me find the specific ESPN channel. Just let me pick the thing.
You know what else I hate is like Peacock. I think our little brother's paying for Peacock, but someone's paying for Peacock. We're giving them money. And then I have to like watch a commercial. And it's like, why am I paying to watch a commercial? Like, just show the thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously it's a TV program. There will be commercials. But don't make me watch a commercial for something I'm paying for. Don't gatekeep the thing I'm paying for. Just show it.
Yeah.
And then, like, show commercials during the broadcast like a normal person. It's right. So dumb.
Yeah.
I saw someone sued Amazon Prime because it was, like, advertised as commercial-free and then they added commercials.
Interesting.
So I don't know what's going on there, but
yeah,
I
would love to see how that works out.
Yeah. So that's the second Champions League semifinal recap.
Yeah.
Finals June 1st. FA Cup's the final. So I was in Madrid when Manchester United beat Coventry to lock up their spot in the FA Cup final. So that's, they're playing Manchester City. There honestly was a part of me that wanted Coventry to win because I just don't want to lose like 3-0. In the FA Cup final.
I didn't see that.
Usually with Manchester United, I've been, like, bummed out. But this week, they lost 4-0 at Crystal Palace. And I was, like, mad for the first time in my life. It was like being a 49ers fan. Like, I was just, like, tweeting through it. Does that count as a home run?
We'll have to see. Yeah, question for our listeners, I guess. If the ball bounces off the top of the fence... And then, well, yeah, because they caught it. It didn't hit the ground before they caught it either. It looks like they're maybe going to let him just stay on second base, but refs are going to have to talk about it for a little bit.
I guess interested to see what happens.
Yeah.
But it's just like Manchester United doesn't even care.
Yeah.
It's just really frustrating. And I know, like, our best, in my opinion, well, not just objectively, our best center back, Lisandro Martinez, has missed most of the season. Mason Mount's missed a lot. But every team has injuries. You know, it's not, if you're Manchester United, injury shouldn't be an excuse. You say you're the biggest club in the world. Let's get like a seventh player who's good. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Like Jamie Carragher, who, speaking of inside the NBA, does the Golasso show with Jamie Carragher, Micah Richards, and Thierry Henry, and Kate Abdo. That's my favorite. I love that.
It is a good
show.
It's
so funny.
Yeah.
But it's actually like good, too. But Jamie Carragher was, this was for Sky Sports in England. He's like, Manchester United's U23 team should never lose 4-0 at Crystal Palace. Like, if they're actually like Manchester United in the academy and like doing, learning, like, you know, actual Manchester United players, that shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, yeah, well, no, and that's why, like I told you, I went to the stadium and it was like, this makes me mad because I'm a Chelsea fan, but this is, like, I feel it, but then, like, you don't, like, I wouldn't feel like that watching the team. It's like, who are these people? It used to be, you know, it's Wayne Rooney and Ryan Giggs. Wayne Rooney, another criminally underrated player. Good.
So underrated. You're right. I'm glad you said that.
So, I don't know. Is it just an England thing that, like, they're just going to talk negative about all, like, all the best players? Giroud, obviously French, but, like, he was at Arsenal and Chelsea for so long. I know that, you know, underrated by the French national team as well.
I don't know.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
It is. It's sad hearing because, like, literally every United player, like David Beckham, Wayne Rooney, I heard Ashley Young, he was on the Sky Sports broadcast with Jamie Carragher. Literally anyone, they just call Alex Ferguson the boss. They'll say, like, you know, the boss this, the boss that. And, like, the respect they have for Sir Alexander Ferguson and, like, winning, like, literally nothing mattered but winning and, like, getting screamed at if, like, they would, like, Rio Ferdinand told a story. He came in to Manchester United and he, like, he was a center back. He played a pass to the other center back and Roy Keane just screamed at him for not passing it forward and, like, attacking.
Yeah.
And, like, now they're just, like, laughing. And they just got embarrassed by Crystal Palace. Yeah. And, like, it just wouldn't be acceptable. And now it's just, like, they're just another team. It sucks.
Yeah, they're like, they're worse than Arsenal right now. Like, not only just, like, I don't even mean the season. I just mean, like, as an organization.
Just, yeah, totally.
So.
It's so embarrassing. Because, yeah, like, the cool thing about United, like, that winning was, like, everything. Like, just the mystique and, like, the drive and, like, the attacking. And now it's just, like, whatever, you know? Like, literally, I'll get up early to watch the games, like, we're going to lose again.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here like an idiot in my jersey watching Manchester City score over and over again.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I hate being it sucks. Yeah.
Now, not to, I realize our listeners aren't listening to this game. But yeah, again, the baseball bounces off the top, off a glove, off the top fence, and then the guy catches it, and the North Carolina guy's hanging out on second. It's either he's out or it's a home run, right?
They might be saying ground rule double.
But that doesn't have to bounce off the field. Like, maybe is his glove counting as the field that he bounced off?
Well, I guess the call's not a home run, so maybe it is either a home run or he's out.
Because that's what makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. It wouldn't be a ground. Well, unless they're counting the fence as a field, and that was the bounce. No, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
Because in Major League Baseball, usually there's a yellow line where if it hits the yellow line, it's a home run. Like, the Diamondbacks have one of those because their center field is, like, there's a massive wall. There's a line like 15 feet up it.
But Boston doesn't do that, right?
No, Boston, you have to hit it over the Green Monster.
That's why doesn't Arizona do that?
I don't know.
That just seems like, I think, well, yeah, because in Boston, like, presumably it bounces off the wall and then you can catch it, right?
Yeah.
That seems so much more fun than putting a line there.
I mean, it's kind of high up, but yeah, I agree. So, yeah. But what are they reviewing? Like, shouldn't it be like, this is the rule? Like, literally, we started talking about that a while ago.
Yeah, it's what happened is very clear.
Like, yeah, they can stop showing replays. We've seen the,
like,
play.
It's the whole thing. Like, we just, like, if you feel like you're missing anything from my description, you are not.
Yeah, it hit literally the top of the fence. Then the outfielder caught it and threw it back in. That's all that happened.
That was the whole thing.
The only thing I could think of is if it matters, like, if it was on the back half or the front half of the fence, which I can't imagine as a rule. But that would be the only thing that would be taking more than 8 seconds.
Well, also, well, yeah, the only reason it couldn't take more than 8 seconds is because it looks like, well, that angle's not going to help. You know, because they just don't have an angle from the side. So,
yeah. But that would have to be the rule.
That could be the only thing they could be talking about. Yeah. So, I don't know.
That is a nice thing about soccer. Like, yeah, there's some downsides, but there's no... I guess, well, VAR. I was going to say there's none of this stuff, but there is now. So, never mind. I take that back.
Well, I will say... It does feel like VAR calls the wrong thing more than the other sports. Like, it takes a long time in football, but I feel like 97% of the time they get it right in football. It feels like with VAR they get it wrong about 40% of the time.
Yeah. Would you think – why doesn't – if I were another sports league, I would talk to whoever runs tennis and be like, hey, what are you doing? Because tennis takes – 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds, they know the millimeter to where the ball's hit, and we just move on with our day.
Yeah.
Why can't every sport do that?
Yeah, it does seem like soccer would be able to do that easier than basketball and football would.
Like, when I was at the Real Madrid game, I think I talked about this after, but Barcelona had a goal that I thought went in, but they didn't call it a goal. And apparently La Liga doesn't have goal line technology. Real Madrid does, because you have to have it for Champions League. But La Liga, so they just like had turned it off because La Liga doesn't use it.
Right.
I was like, why wouldn't you use it? Like,
yeah, if it's there.
Barcelona, I think that point would have gone up 2-0. It was either 2-0 or Real Madrid had maybe equalized. But it was either a massive decision and they just were like, I guess we're going to say not a goal.
Yeah.
So it just seemed, yeah, whoever's running tennis, good job.
Yeah.
You know what else is dumb is golf. You have to, like, turn in your scorecard. Like, Jordan Spieth got disqualified from a tournament in, I think, January or maybe February. It was the Genesis in L.A. because he, like, wrote something on a scorecard wrong. It's like, yeah, you should write it right. But, like, there's thousands of people watching every shot. We know what his score is.
Right.
So why do the golfers have to carry around the little book and go turn it in and everything?
Also, shouldn't that be the caddy's job? Is there a reason the caddy can't do that?
Just because... golf is like, oh, tradition and stuff. It really, it kind of bugs me when like stupid things like, oh, what a golf shot. Or I think that's so stupid.
Yeah, I think it is.
Or like, I love how they dress up like they're golfing to go to a golf tournament.
Yeah, that is funny.
As someone who, now I wore a polo when I went to the Quail Hollow last year, which is not the Quail Hollow, but Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow.
Yeah. Well, because you want to fit in.
I want to fit in. But I was like, we're not playing. What are we doing, guys? Yeah. Like,
yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, no, yeah, can I tell you my outdated tradition that doesn't make any sense?
Absolutely.
In track, why are we making people wear bibs and stick numbers of the lane they're in? When, like, and you got, watch the Olympics this year, you'll notice, these hip numbers never stay on. They stay on 0% of the time, they always fall off. It's like, I know that we can make better stickers, but also, like, there's no point. There's no reason
for like a sprint, like the 200 meter, they may say what lane you're in.
Yeah.
Don't we just know what lane they're in?
Yes. Yeah, we we do that. Well, especially like, and for distance, it doesn't make sense. Like if you start in lane two, you have to wear a two, but then you just cut in immediately and it doesn't matter at all.
Aren't there like 20 people on a track for a distance?
Yeah, there's like 32.
So there's a bunch of people with number two?
Well, no, like, it'll be one, it's like the order that you start, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
But again, that, it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't affect the judging,
it's dumb.
Yeah, like, doesn't make sense.
I don't get it. Yeah. Honestly, most people running most things, I think, are stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we've been going, but I feel like we had a good conversation. And again, the top five is Champions League related. I think it'll be an interesting conversation as well. Are you ready to get into that?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is the top five leagues, we'll say countries, that have won the most Champions Leagues.
Countries that have won the most
Champions Leagues. So it wouldn't be Real Madrid, it'd be Spain. So like all the teams in Spain, all the teams, what, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, number one, I do think does have to be Spain.
Yeah, that's why I said, I figured you were going to guess it anyway. Yep. So
Spain, yeah, I mean, number two, Liverpool's won a lot. Let's say England.
Yes. England has, Spain has 18, with Real Madrid having 13 of those, Barcelona having the other five. England has 13. A lot more spread out. Liverpool only has five. United only has three. Mm-hmm. They're like 90 leagues, but only three Champions Leagues. Chelsea, Nottingham Forest, 2. Aston Villa has 1. Arsenal has 0. Actually, England has 14 because City won last
year. Did you say Nottingham Forest has 2?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Arsenal has 0.
That doesn't shock me. I would have guessed they had 1, but I'm also not surprised. Okay, so England's 2. So, I want to say... I'm going to say Italy's ahead of Germany.
You're correct. Yeah, Italy has... AC Milan, Juve, and Inter are the only teams that have won. Has 12. That's so 12. They're 2 behind England.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right to me. Now, I do think that Germany is ahead of France, so I will say Germany.
Yeah, Germany's 4. You're getting, this is the best you've done.
Yeah, for sure.
Bayern has 6 of the 8. Dortmund has 1, and who's the other team? Hamburger has 1 title.
Hamburger, inventors of the hamburger.
Yeah. So you got 3 more guesses for the last one.
Okay.
Now I'll tell you this. There's only 2 more countries with multiple winners.
Like multiple, like theoretically, could it be PSG has won 7 and nobody else from France has won any?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. Interesting. So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be, I mean, France makes the most.
No, I'm sorry. I was mistaken. Only 2 more countries with multiple titles.
Okay.
So in this scenario, any outside of these 2 countries, the other teams only have other countries only have 1. So I misspoke. I apologize.
Okay, no, you're good. I mean, France makes the most sense. I feel like there's going to be some sort of a like it could be the Netherlands. I guess. I mean, yeah. Let's just say let's not try to outsmart it and just say France.
It's not France.
Not France. Okay. So.
France is one of the ones that only has 1.
So PSG has won like 1 time?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
So or maybe Marseille won once.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So yeah, who are we left with? We're left with so those are the big 5 soccer countries. We are left with the Netherlands, Austria, Turkey. It could be Turkey. Turkey plays in the Champions League, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Could be Russia. Could be Russia. I'm going to say Russia.
Not Russia.
Not Russia. Okay.
Do you want a hint or no?
Yeah, let's take, because I'm on my last guess. Let's take a hint.
So I'll give you a hint. You haven't said number 6 yet, but you have said number 5.
Okay. So that's got to mean Netherlands, Greece, Turkey. I think it's Netherlands or Greece. Let's say, I think it's Netherlands or Turkey, but I'm going to say the Netherlands.
That is correct.
Okay, I should have just said that instead of France.
The Netherlands have won 6. Ajax won 4, including 71-73, 3 years in a row, with Johan Cruyff.
Good for them.
Portugal has 4. Porto and Benfica each have won twice.
Portugal? Yeah, I would have guessed Portugal if I would have thought of them. So
Portugal's number 6. And then France, Romania, Scotland, and Serbia each have 1.
Rangers win 1 time?
I guess. I don't know 1 in Romania either. That must have been back in the day.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Well, good for Romania.
So, yeah. So, Ajax has 4, then the Lancers, then PSV. Wait. 6-3 with Ajax, Lancers, PSV, and Feyenoord are the 3 Dutch teams that have won.
Okay.
3 of the 4 Dutch teams that have won.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, I guess, like, now you don't hear of the Dutch League. Well, we don't even really hear of Ajax that much anymore. But, I mean, they're such a good team, and they have so many good national players. It makes sense that,
unfortunately, they
would have had a good league in the 70s.
That's where Ten Hag came from, is Ajax. So,
yeah,
they're on my mind quite a bit.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see that.
PSV, with a couple Americans, just won I might be saying this wrong, the Everside. That's how I say it.
Whatever their league is. Yeah. Yeah, no, good. Good for them. Sergiño Dest going back to Barcelona, I saw there.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I think they were happy with him. It's just that he's got the torn ACL, so they're just going to
let him do it in Barcelona. Yeah. It is crazy how small the Netherlands are and how good they are.
At a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess mostly soccer. Really good at speed.
Soccer and speed skating.
Yeah, speed skating. But they're, like, so good at speed skating.
But, like, those teams with, like, Robin, I guess, and, like, Wesley Sneijder.
Yeah.
Van Persie is one of my favorite players ever. A lot of crushed it at United. Mm-hmm. But that, like, header goal he had in the World Cup, unbelievable. They're so good.
Yeah.
And I think most people like them.
Yeah, I'm generally a fan of the Netherlands.
Yeah. Gapko's a really good player now. Obviously, Virgil van Dijk's one of the best defenders in recent history.
No.
He's Dutch, obviously. So, you went 1 through 5. Couple slip-ups at 5 there. So, you actually are pulling ahead of me now for the first time in our program history.
That's pretty fun.
I'm going to have to start doing some harder ones again. Yeah. Next week, we're doing a fantasy football episode. The winner of our March Madness tournament is coming on because I was in Spain and everything. A little delayed, but coming on. We'll do some fantasy football. He's in my Dynasty Fantasy League. So that's what we'll be talking about. Should be a good episode. Appreciate everybody listening today. As always, again, if you're at this point, you've already done this, and I appreciate it. But feel free to drop a 5-star. I think Vance Honeycutt just hit a second home run for North Carolina. He did.
And became the career home run leader at North Carolina.
He's so good. You know what's frustrating is the Giants drafted him, but he wanted to go to North Carolina.
Oh, that is too bad.
So
now they're going to have to try to draft him again.
Yeah, but I mean, we drafted him like in whatever, and now he's going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So.
That's too bad.
He's very good. He's the best in my short time of like actually following college baseball, the best player in North Carolina that I've seen. Just so good at everything. We actually drove through his hometown. I'm blanking on it, but it was pretty close to like Pinehurst and stuff.
That was fun.
In that area. It was like after Pinehurst, before where were we for the 4th of July?
Where were we for?
Statesville. Between those two. Appreciate everybody listening. Again, 5 stars, comments, review, all that good stuff. We'll talk to you guys next week.